Okay, we learn in Mesechtas Brachas, Daf Yabez, and Mabez. We're starting from the two dots on top of the Amud. Omer Rav, Baruchinus, Sava, Shmei, the Rav. Kol Hashana Kula, Adam, Espala, Kela, Kadosh, and Melech, Oyev, Tzalko, and Mishpat. All year round, you say, by the Brach of Akela Kadosh, Akela Kadosh. And by Yeshiva Shavtenu, you say, Melech, Oyev, Tzalko, and Mishpat. Chutz Ma'asar, Yom, Shmei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, besides for the 10 days of Aser, Shmei, Tshuva, which includes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemispala, HaMelech, HaKadosh, Va'amelech ha-mishpat. You have to say ha-melech kodesh, melech ha-mishpat. Why? Ha-melech kodesh means, in these days, Hashem shows his malchus by Lishpat Yisra'am, so he's the melech ha-kodesh, the melech. And mishpat means, he's the melech who dons the olam, who has mishpat on the world. And the Rishonim speak out that Rishonim holds even lechatchila kela kodesh is fine. How do you know that? Relates says, "Shenema, a pasuk that we say in davening in Rosh Hashanah, but Yigba Hashem tzevokos ba'mishpat, Hashem is big, he's uplifted in b'mishpat, va'kela kosh nikdash mitzdaka, so calls him a kela kosh. Any misav Yigba Hashem tzevokos b'mishpat. When does Hashem dan the world? Elu asar yom shem Rosh Hashanah kippur. That's the seres meitshuva. V'kam a kela kodesh. So he says that it's a rara kela kodesh." My avalos halacha lemaisa. Om Rav Yosef akel kadosh umelach oyev tzalka mishma. Rav Yosef also could say akel kadosh umelach oyev tzalka mishma. Rav Amar no, he's have to say amelach kadosh vaamelach hamishpat vehilchasuk rabba. We pasuk like rabba. So what does that mean? He says hilchasuk rabba means that if you don't say amelach kadosh or amelach hamishpat, you have to go back. You have to daven over. The Balamor Grada argues, says Yah Yosef B'Di'avad, even in this Man Yama. Just a passing that we don't say like Rav Yosef held and Rav Elazar held, L'chatchila you say like HaKadosh. Rav is saying, no, you have to say Melech HaKadosh, but maybe you are Yosef B'Di'avad. It's probably because Balamor and Tosfos. But Tosfos adds on another fascinating thing. Tosfos says, V'chein zachreinu u'michamoicha u'kesoiv l'chaim v'sef l'chaim achzirim oisem l'omah. If you don't say it, you have to go back. If you don't say k'soy v'chayim tovim, call b'nei b'yisach, you have to go back. That's how it says, it's called mashana b'yishchom tovim yitvachosai. That's how you know it. You go back? No. That's what Tosfos brings down. It just shows the choy ma'inyan. A lot of times someone says, big deal, forgot the chayinu, big deal. But Tosfos, you have to go davening over. We don't pass like that, but Tosfos, you have to daven over. So it's very chom, taka, those things. Don't gemara v'ayta. V'amo rab b'achina, sab v'shrei d'rav. Kol she'ef shalo v'akish rachman chaveiru v'nevakish. Anyone who has the koyach to daven for his friend. He doesn't daven. Nikre choyte. He's called a choyte. He's called a sinner. Shenema, gam anoichi chalilu li mechatoi l'Hashem mechadol espal ba'atchem. This is Shmuel Anovi talking. He says, chalilu, I didn't do a chayt by not davening for you. So you see, if you don't daven for someone, and you have a koyach to do it, someone has a koyach atfila, then he's a choyte. Omer Rava, im tamad chacham, if the person who's sick is a tamad chacham, the person who needs the tefillos is a Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Sheyichla Atzmei Olav. You have to get sick about that Tzara. Yourself, you have to bother you so much, you're getting sick from it. My time, Yilim Mishon Mechsev, Ein Choyle Mekem Elai. This is Shoha HaMelech talking. He's saying he was upset that no one cared that David HaMelech was going against him. He says, Ein Choyle Mekem Elai, V'goyle Es Ozni. There's no one who's getting sick because of me. So you see, you have to get sick for Talmud Chacham. Shoha was a tzaddik. So I'm going to know, Dilma Melech Shani, a Melech Yisrael you have to get sick for. Who said every time with Chacham? Elam Yachum, this pasuk. This pasuk where David HaMelech is talking. And he's talking about his Rabbeim of Doig and Achitofel. And he says, Bani Bechaloysam Levushi. He says that he got sick because of them. Because Achitofel and Doig who are not well. It says, Loshon pasuk is, Bani Bechaloysam Levushi Sak, and Nisi Betsoim Nafshi, Usfilosi Acheki Sashu. So you see, this person has to get sick in tzar if a talmud chacham needs tefillos. One rabbi b'chana sabas made the rav klo oisa dvar aveira mispayish by anyone did aveira, but afterwards he's embarrassed. Moichem la'kol avinaisa, he gets mechila on that aveira, all his averas. Shneimar, the pasuk says this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says leman tiskeri uvasht v'lo yilecha oid pischem peh pekli maseich bekapilach. It says if you're going to be embarrassed, then get a kapara. That's what the pasuk says. So you see, klar, that if someone gets embarrassed, he gets kapara. So you want to know, maybe that's talking about, Ches is talking to the tzibur. He says, if you as a tzibur are embarrassed about yichatoim, you'll get a kapara. But who said a yachid is enough? Elam yachid, this pasuk. There's a story where Shaul HaMelech went to war, I went to Plishtim, and he couldn't get an answer from anyone if he's going to be successful. In those days, before the king went to war, he always made sure that he has to be successful. So what do? Shmuel Hanavi was already nifter. So what do? He went to Baal Oivi Adaini, and he brought back Shmuel Hanavi through Kishif. And Shmuel came, and he was upset that Shaul HaMelech brought him up. V'yemeshmuel El Shaul, Loma Higast Honey, why did you anger me, Lahalis Oisi, to bring me up? V'yemeshmuel Shaul answers, Sarli Moid, I'm in big tzara, so Plishtim Achamim be, and Plishtim are attacking me. V'lekim Shaul Meilai, and Hashem has left me. V'le Onni, Oid Gam Yanavim, Gam Mechaloimis, Vekar Loch, I didn't answer, so I had to call you. I asked the Navim, I looked in the Chaloimis, I couldn't get an answer, so I had to call you. Now, why didn't he say that I asked the Urim and Tumim? Teretz is, he couldn't ask the Urim and Tumim. Why? Because he killed out the whole Navi Rekhanim. He killed out the Navi Rekhanim. So that's why he couldn't ask the Urim and Tumim. He had no one to ask. So the question is, he should have said at least, I can't ask the Urim and Tumim because, I killed them out. But he was embarrassed to say that because that was a chait. So he was boish from that Avera. So we'll see in a second that was the Busha. So this was the story. My answer. But Urim and Tumim, like Ka'amar. He didn't say ask the Urim and Tumim. Why? Because the Catholic very, very kind of him. He killed them all out, so there was no one left to ask. How do you know Taka that he got a mechila because of this? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'yitein Hashem gam v'sashol imcha b'yad plishtin u'mocha ato v'necha imi. So the Pasuk says, imi, that Shmuel said, Shaul be with me. You'll be with me in Gan Eden. So you see, Shmuel and Avi and Shaul were in the same place in Gan Eden. It must be had a mechila. That's one raya. They had a mechila. It says in the pasuk, "Kanu Hashem v'giva Shaul b'chir Hashem." This pasuk is talking about the Gevonim. When Shaul killed out, what happened was first there was a 3-year hunger in David HaMelech's days. And David asked Hashem, why do I have his hunger? And Hashem said it's because of Shaul. Shaul needs a kapara. What was Shaul need a kapara? Because in Noivir HaKahanim, there was the Gevoinim. The Gevoinim were people who weren't accepted as Gerim. And Yeshua made them Choyt Ve'etz M'shoi V'mayim. They worked for the Mizbech. They were like servants for the Mizbech. Once they killed out the Noivir HaKahanim, they lost their job. And it was a taina on Shaul, indirectly, for losing the whole Gevoinim, losing their panasa. And therefore the Gevoinim had a taina on Shaul. And therefore, they needed a kapara for this. So the kapara was that they asked the Gevayim what to do. The Gevayim said a very achzarius thing. They said you have to hang 7 of Shaul's descendants. And that's what they did, Taka. And it says in the Pasuk, V'kanal Hashem v'giva Shaul, they hung them up on a tree or on a stick. V'giva Shaul b'chir Hashem. They called Shaul b'chir Hashem. And Rashi explains that the Gevayim would never call Shaul b'chir Hashem. They were upset at him. So must be it's a Torah calling. It's the Nevuah calling Shaul Bechir Hashem. And Yotz Baskel Bechir Hashem, Baskel came out and said Bechir Hashem. So you see that Shaul was forgiven because we call him Bechir Hashem. Amrav Vol Ben Zutashi, Amrav Yudavar Zvida. Bikshu Lekvoya Parashas Balak Kriyashma. They wanted to put Parashas Balak in Kriyashma. That means we have to say the whole Parashas Balak Kriyashma. Anyone who has Mavis Sedgwick Parashas Balak knows it's one long thing, basically, until the end of the story with Pinchas. And it could take, at least 10 minutes to read it quickly. So they wanted to put that into Kriyashma. We have to finish 9:10. Why did they do that? Because of Terech Tziva. That's why. They put it in because they didn't want to put it in. Why not? Because it's Terech Tzivura, too much. Especially if someone reads slow. Now, why do they want to put Parashas Balak into davening? Why? My timer. Ilay Mishum Nechsev Keil Maitziyam Mitzrayim, because it says about Itzias Mitzrayim. So then, Lema Parashas Ribbis. Say Parashas Ribbis is very short, and it says there also Itzias Mitzrayim. Well, Parashas Mishkolis. The Parashas of Mishkolis also, which says that you have to have the weights have to be emistic and honest. What's the Itzias Mitzrayim? Do you accept Itzias Mitzrayim? So that can't be the reason why you want to put Parashas Balak in. It says in the Pasuk that you go to sleep like a ri and you wake up like a lovi, which is a young lion. And Rashi says it's similar to Veshach B'chov Kamecha, that Karas Baruch Hu watches us when we go to sleep and wake up. He puts us to sleep like calm, like a ri, and wakes us up like a little lion. So that's why I want to say, because that's Shaykh is Veshach B'chov Kamecha. So blame I psuk of a suloy. Just say that pasuk. What's the problem? Gemiri called parasha the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu baskinon. Any parasha that stopped by Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can stop in the middle. Le pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu le baskinon. But Moshe didn't stop it. That you don't stop. So tomorrow, the parasha tzitzis makavol. Why do we say every day the parasha of Ayayim, parasha tzitzis? Why? I'm going to read the Rachavim place. Yes, by chamisha dvarim. There are five things in the parasha of tzitzis that is the gave us every single day. First of all, mitzvah tzitzis. That's number one. Tzitzis mitzrayim is number two. Oil mitzvah is number three. And the more doesn't show where it says all these things. Vedas minim is number four. Hira avayir is number five. Hira avayizara is number six. So there's six things there. So a little shver, the Gemara says there are five things and there are six things. So some, if you have an oizvahad the Gemara, they change it to six, of course. But the Mefarshim say a different pshat. They say that das minim and das avayizara is the same thing. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is mashma like that. Rashi was minus. Oisam ahoyifchim taimei ha-tayra, lemidosh toyes v'alol, to midosh toyes v'alol of avayizara. So das minim and das avayizara is counted as one. That's why it says five. But let's see back to the Gemara. So I want to say, we didn't know all things. So Bishlam HaHayit last, before Hashem. Bishlam HaTzitzis, you know it says Tzitzis V'yayim, I don't tell you where. Tzitzis Mitzrayim also, it's all Pasuk. Asher Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And the third thing that's Mefurish is oil. HaHayit last before Hashem is Tzitzis, Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Hira Avera, I guess. That's the three that are Mefurish. But what, where's all mitzvahs? Where does it say all mitzvahs? All mitzvahs. You see, you have to remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis, dechsev oslam tzitzis. You see, it's mitzrayim, it's not Hashem, so I read the Gemara wrong. So, Bishlam HaHayit class before, so which three are before us? Oh, mitzvah is dechsev reisim oisai, it's chayat kol mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis, dechsev oslam tzitzis. And you see, mitzrayim, it's not Hashem, so these three things. El das minim and hira vayizara, those three things, menon. How do you know those three things? That's not mafurish. Those the first three things are mafurish because it says tzitzis, it says tzitzis, it says komitzis Hashem. But the other three, how's mafurish? Where do you see that? The word Tanya, achi levavchem zuminus. How do you know minus has to do with the lay? V'chinu eimer oma nova beliboy ein elikim. Achi einechem zehira vayra. How do we know? See that Einayim have to do with Hira Avera. Atam Zoinim Zehira Avera. How do we know Zoinim is Avera? So he's saying the parish of Tzitzis for six reasons. From Tzitzis, he's trying to mitzvahs, das minim, Hira Avera, Hira Avera. You say, even at night, you say the parasha of Ayomer, even though tzitzis is not a mitzvah at night, because it's re'isim oisoy, you still say the parasha of tzitzis at night, you mask it's mitzvahim at night. Omar Lazim Razariah, Rinnike ben Shivim Shona, I am like a 70-year-old, because when he became the Nasi, Rav Gamil was, they took Rav Gamil off his post of Nasi, because he had an incident with Rav Yeshua, and they appointed Lazim Razariah as the Nasi. And he was a young man, and he was scared they're not going to have the covered, so Hashem made him look like a 7-year-old. But I never was zeich to say it's his time at night. That's pasuk pshat. And the pasuk says you have to be zeicher maskir it's his time every single day. Kol yimei chayecha is marba leilos. Yimei chayecha hayom. Kol yimei chayecha is marba even the night leilos. But chamerim no. You know what Kol Mechiyach is? Lo Yilma Abav. Chomer Mechiyach Yom Hazeh. Kol Lohavi Lomayitz Mashiach. So Pashtus, you learn, Fidich HaKom, he has no Drasha, so you don't say Yitzis Mitzrayim at night. So it's bothering me, the start of a Mishnah, the start of a Skim, Yitzis Mitzrayim, it sounds like Kuli Yama. And also what bothered me is that the Gemara said before, six different reasons why you say Vayyemer at night. If I say Vayyemer. Most of them pass at night, so I have to sit this. And maybe Yitzis Mitzrayim now, but other things pass. So the Arsham Hashanim say that everyone agreed you say it at night. Shal was you say it minat, was there a makar minat Torah to say it? That's what Lazim Zara Chadash to you. They say Tzitzis Mitzrayim minat Torah. Lois Chis Tzitzis Mitzrayim minat Torah. But Lamaisa, the Rajba argues on this. And this is the Ravid holds like this. The Rajba holds Taka. They do not say, according to this man Yama, according to the Chacham, you don't say Vayayimer at night. You don't say Tzitzis Mitzrayim at night. That's according to the Rajba. But I in the Rajba Arichas bin Ravid. And Ravid is a different reason. Ravid is because you can't say Emes Vamuna. I in Shom, that's why you have to say Vayayimer. Not the reasons I just made up now. He's a different reason. I in Shom. But it's Machlaikish for showing how I learned this Mishnah. And this dig, of course, I didn't say make this dig, but my other dig in the Mishnah starts off with Skirim, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Valela. That's for sure. Then comes Machlaikish. I didn't see someone make that dig. If someone sees it, let me know. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Tanya, Woman Gemara. You're telling me that when Mashiach comes, we're going to be thanking Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's going to be a big thing. The pasuk says, "Legabe laosud lavi." After Mashiach comes, it says, "Lechein hine yomim bamnu Hashem." Lo yomru oid chay Hashem. We're not going to say anymore. Chay Hashem is a hell of a Mitzrayim. We're not going to say, "Oh, live Hashem is you know the chay v'kayim that took his klayus out of Mitzrayim." Kim chay Hashem is a hell of a shahevi zero beis shom eretz shofoino umakalarot zeres dachtem sham v'yoshav al masam. They're going to say, "Forget." They're going to say, "You know, chay Hashem who brought us from the whole world, brought us from Africa, from America, from Canada." The whole world, that's what we're going to be saying. Not Metzias Hashem, but the pasuk says. So what are you saying that Kol Mechiyecha means L'moitz Mashiach? Amr Loi, Loi Shete, the pasuk doesn't mean Shete, okay, Metzias Hashem, Mekayim. It's not Pshat, you won't say Metzias Hashem anymore. El Shete, Shibud Malchias Iker, the main Akaras Atai will be for the Shibud Malchias, which happened, you know, which means the last Golos. Metzias Mashiach, Tafel, Loi, Metzias Mashiach will be Tafel. That's what it'll be. That's how it is. Like, fine, I thought Yaakov came Yisrael, Yishmecho. We changed the name from Yaakov to Yisrael. Loishita, okay, Yaakov, Akraimai. It's not that Yaakov won't have the name Yaakov anymore. El Yisrael, Iker, Yaakov, Tafalai. Because you take a fine in the Pasuk that Hashem still called, even after he called me Yisrael, he called me Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Vyemel, Kimli Yisrael, Vyemel, Yaakov, Yaakov, Vyemel, Neni. So it's the same idea. That Iker will be Yisrael and Tafal will be Yaakov. Same thing here. The Iker will be the Shiva Malchis of the Melech HaMashiach's Yeshua, but Avada we will have still mentioning Tzias Mitzrayim.